chairman of this?
Entertain a motion to appoint a temporary chairman.
So moved.
Okay.
Okay. I nominate Craig to be the temporary chair of the Historic Preservation Commission.
Well, okay. Is there a second?
I second that.
Oh.
I second that motion.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. Vice chairman.
Well, did you get, what was the motion for? A temporary?
A temporary.
Yes. All right. Look, the temporary is just going to run this meeting.
Okay. All right. So then, okay, temporary then. I'll call the order.
Right.
Okay. Then we have as our first agenda item, adoption of the regular meeting schedule.
And then the formal election.
And then the formal election. Okay. So I'm temporary right now. Okay. So do we have a regular meeting schedule? I think what we decided, at least in the interim, until we come up with a proposal, that it'd be at 6:30.
The formal meeting to order.
What's that?
Is it called the formal meeting to order?
The formal
meeting. Have you called the meeting to order?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Call the order. So I guess the regular meeting schedule is 6:30 on prior to the P&Z meeting. Is that okay?
I would like to make, I'll make that motion that our this commission meet 30 minutes prior to the regular scheduled meeting of the P&Z commission.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay. Great. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is the election of the chairman. Okay. So, is there a motion for that?
I nominate Craig.
Oh, you want to do your turn?
No. I'll nominate Craig to be the permanent chair of the commission.
I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Who would like to be vice chair?
Vice chair. Huh? I'll be vice chair.
It looks good on the resume.
Go as vice chair.
I'll second. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Who got to be vice chair?
Bill.
Bill.
Thank you.
Adoption of rules of procedure. I believe.
I'll handle that.
Yes, I figure.
Chair.
Yeah.
Chairman.
Chairman. Chairman. Chair, official chair now.
These were modeled after Curie Beach's, bless you, Board of Adjustment rules of procedure. Most of it's standard procedure. You've already confirmed the meeting schedule, which is 6:30 p.m. on the first Wednesday of every month, recognizing that if there's nothing on the agenda under these rules, you cancel with 24 hours notice to Ms. Chase.
Okay.
The main thing that I have, y'all had a chance to review these? They were emailed to you.
Look at them, yeah.
Okay. The main thing that you may want to consider, and frankly, I Ms. Avery might have a better handle on it. I certainly don't. On page 4, subpart B, applications for a COA, I've got it that the application has to be reviewed, heard, and acted upon within 60 days from the date the application is filed. You may want to go to 30. Just keep in mind there are some hoops that need to be jumped. There's going to be some time processing a certificate of appropriateness application, and there's also 10 to 25 day notice period. So I don't know if you want to keep the 60 day period to act on one or shorten it to 30. I wouldn't go any less than 30.
My opinion, given the concern of the council when we were talking about this, is they want to move things quick, mm-hmm. You know, that I would recommend 30 days. Rather than 60 days.
You have a consensus from your members there?
Is there a...
I've got some concern about that small...
The short?
Time.
Okay. You want to do 45 days?
That might work.
Yeah. Split. That might be good.
45?
Yeah. 45 days. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, I'll make a motion to make it 45.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
All right. Would, if you want me to walk through these, I'll be glad to. The main point is it's all... based on Robert's Rules of Order. It's all standard procedure, but of course, the provisions regarding a COA spell out that you're obligated to hear that as a quasi-judicial matter, not as a public hearing.
Okay.
And we'll, I'm not sure if you all have had any experience of that, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. There's plenty of training modules. I've done a lot of training for this Board of Adjustment. That's not going to be a problem. But other than that, I'll be glad to discuss any other part of the rules of procedure, or if you're satisfied with them, you can adopt them with the revision to 45 days that you previously acted on.
Okay, I had one question. We don't, you know, if we go down this route and we actually propose and the council approves a historic district, I think everybody recognizes that part of our recommendation may be a different makeup of the commission than what we currently are. Is that ability to change the makeup of the commission built into the rules of order?
You wouldn't need it for these rules of procedure. My practice is when a commission is created that we set forth the charter of that commission, board, committee, whatever you want to call it, within an ordinance that council will adopt. Now, that hasn't been the case here because we don't know if we're going to be permanent or temporary. But I take the position that if all this gets in place and we start to go with it and council says thumbs up, it's a good idea, we'll do this, then I think we'll go ahead and do an ordinance taking care of the other, setting forth the charter. These are simply the rules that you all operate under as a body.
Okay.
Procedural. Nothing more, nothing less. But for example, we would set out membership in an ordinance setting forth the charter. We'd have the number of members. We would have their terms. We would have a full scope of duties and responsibilities, et cetera, et cetera.
But we don't have that right now because this is kind of a temporary process that we're
going
through.
That's the way I understand it. So all we're focused on tonight are your procedural rules for how you conduct yourselves. And even though we're not at the point that we even have a historic district, I did think it was important to address COA hearing procedures in these rules in case we ever get there. We don't have to worry about amending it again.
Okay. Any further discussion about the procedures? Is there a motion to adopt the procedures presented with the
as amended
to the 45 days? Is there a motion?
Motion to accept those.
Is there a second? Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
I'll make that change and Ms. Chase can arrange for your signature on the last page.
Okay, very good. The only other item I wanted to kind of say what we will be doing. And again, I emailed everybody the model report that was sent to me by the group up in Raleigh, the government organ. Shoot, what's the name of the group?
Department of Cultural Resources.
Yes, yeah. They have a number of what they call model reports, and this is the model report for what we're doing, which is the overlay district. And I looked at this and. This is for a Raleigh one, a fairly large. Can we bring that up? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you know we don't need to go through it right now, but this is what they call the model. So this is their template for what kind of the best example would be. This is 44 pages long. Some of those pages are kind of introductory and conclusion and that sort of thing. But I found most of it when I looked at it, and I looked at it pretty carefully, most of it is either historical analysis, you know, about the community, about some of the area that we're looking at, describing the history, you know, doing a little bit of history, kind of paging that out. Some photographs. A map. See, you know, if you continue on right there, you have the. You know, this is all there, kind of starting with historic significance. No, keep going. See, this is all kind of cut and paste stuff. All right, then you get to about page 13, and this is where you're looking at historic difference, urban significance, the fact that this is a black community, historically a black community, and so forth. So they. You know, that's kind of a descriptive sort of stuff. And continue on. They have the map. Okay, so you can see this is a little bit larger than what we're talking about here. Okay, and keep going. And then you really come up with some, keep going, and then until you get some pictures. And then you end up with pictures and more descriptive stuff, and then the recommendation at the very end. So my general feeling is that we kind of follow this as a model. I personally think that it's something, you know, given that we're talking about a fairly limited sort of thing, and I think we have some talent on the commission to be able to do this, I would recommend that we try to at least do a first cut of this without trying to recommend that we have a consultant. That way there's no cost, you know, associated with this, which I'm sure will make council happy. And just see if we can maybe partition out the responsibilities for doing certain things. And, you know, that's really what I think what we would be doing over the next three months or 4 months, is really writing this report.
I support that.
Okay. So I just wanted to bring that up, as I think this is a good model. I would be willing, and this is reason because my son is a history major at UNCW, is to actually initiate, if it's okay with the commission, initiate maybe a kind of a descriptive section about what the history of this particular district is. There's already stuff out there, obviously, but maybe using this particular format to at least write the history, the historical significant and cultural significant part of this particular report, and come back to the commission next month maybe with something written up.
Yeah, I like that.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else? That really kind of brings us to the conclusion of the HPC meeting. Is there anything else that commissioners want to talk about? Or?
No, I think we covered.
Okay.
Preliminary model work.
Yeah, I would just suggest that everybody have a chance to look at this model report and just see kind of what it looks like. Doesn't look too hard to me to be able to do. So,
would you just email me that again? I had a little problem losing some.
Sure, be glad to.
Okay.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Is there a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. So ends our first HPC meeting.